Chapter 3 The Witch. The little mermaid went to look for the witch. She swam to a very dark place. She thought, "This is a very scary place, but I must go." She continued to swim. She saw many whirlpools. She had to be careful. A whirlpool could suck her into its middle. After some time, she saw the witch's house. It was made from many dead sailors' bones. The sea princess felt very afraid. She almost left. Then she thought, "The prince and my soul, I must not be afraid." She swam toward the house. She even saw a young mermaid lying dead. This shocked the little mermaid very much. Again, the little mermaid wanted to leave. But the witch came out of the door and said, "Don't go. I know why you came." The little mermaid followed the witch into the bone house. "You are a stupid girl. Your family will be very sad, but I will give you your wish," said the witch. "I will give you something to drink. You must take it with you. Tomorrow morning, before sunrise, you must swim to land. Sit down on a beach. Then, drink the medicine. Your tail will disappear. You will grow two legs. But it will be very painful. It will be like knives in your legs and feet. But you will move beautifully. You will dance so well. Can you bear the pain?" The mermaid said to the witch, "I can do it." The witch looked at her carefully. "Are you sure?" she asked. "You can never become a mermaid again. You can never swim with your sisters. You can never see your father or grandmother again. The prince must marry you. Then you can have a soul. But you will die when he marries another girl. Are you sure?" The little mermaid said, "Yes, I will do it." But she was so scared. "Then you must pay me," said the witch. "I want your voice. You won't need it. The prince will love your beauty."
"My voice? Then how can I speak?" the mermaid asked.
"That is my price," snapped the witch. "You are beautiful. Your eyes speak for you."
"I will do it," said the mermaid.
The witch started to make the medicine. She used many awful things in the medicine. She put in a fish stomach. Then she put in crab eyes. Next, she put in squid brains. The medicine boiled. It smelled terrible. "This is the medicine," she said. "You must give me your tongue." The princess stuck out her tongue. The witch cut it off. It was very painful. She tried to speak, but could not make any words. The witch spoke to her again. "Tomorrow morning, before sunrise, do as I said. Then you'll get beautiful feet." The princess wanted to say, "I will do that," but she couldn't speak. So she only nodded her head, and she left the witch's house. She quickly went back home. Everyone was sleeping. She wanted to go and speak to her sisters, but she could not say one word. Now she felt great sorrow. She wanted to cry. Instead, she went to the flower gardens. She took flowers from her sisters' gardens. She wanted a memory of her sisters and her home. Then she left. The sea princess swam through the water. The morning was coming. She could see everything clearly. She swam close to the prince's palace. She reached the beach and sat down there. Then she drank the medicine. Suddenly, she felt very sick. It was like a knife in her body. She fell down in the sand.